Shkoyach to everyone coming. I've never given a shira. I've never learned together on Thursdays. Usually it's either last year was Wednesday, and today is, and this year is Monday. So we get together on Thursday, Baruch Hashem. It's a big schos. So I don't know about you guys how your Seder works. My Seder, it depends if I'm by my parents or by my in-laws. It's always like different every year. Some people, like, they want to fly the first night, or usually all you Divrei Torah go out the first night, second night. Or that certain point of the Seder, someone gets very hungry and like, okay, let's start Magid, and next thing you know, they're up to Rechza already, you know? So hopefully, you know, everyone does in their own thing. We do our best to try to not just say Vorlich, but the goal of the night is really to understand Kadosh Baruch Hu in our lives. We're not just being Yotzei Archiv Matzah, the Yotzei Archiv Mar, or the Gur of the Vilna Gaon says there's 64 mitzvot that we're doing Lel Seder. If anyone wants a copy of all the mitzvot, Rav Zilberstein actually put them all together. I could send it to you in an easy file. But we're supposed to come out and change people. As I heard from my father-in-law's Chavrusa from Rav Berkowitz, from Ner Yisrael, he said, when the way you go into the Seder should not be the same way you go out of the Seder. We are supposed to come out a different person. Exactly. Not talking about just physically, but spiritually. Yeah, exactly. All right. So let's start off with the Kedushas Levi. But not just the Kedushas Levi. In front of you, the Kedushas, there's a Maisa. They say the Kedushas Levi was Erev Pesach, back in Berditchev. And the story goes is that the Kedushas Levi was always known to always be the defender of Klal Yisrael. So he goes over to looking at people's homes and asking, you have chametz? No, no chametz here. Going to like 10, 15, 20 different homes, no chametz. So he says an amazing, he went to the base magician, he said, Rabbono Shalom, the czars, the people in charge over here in Berditchev, they say not to have certain things and whatever, the Jews sometimes get around them. But you, Rabbono Shalom, you say to not to have chametz. Look how great Jewish people are. They're so careful. They're so makbet to not have any chametz. Every Jewish home is free of chametz. And I think that way of Kedushas Levi, that always looking for the good in everything, in every situation, I think it could very much be a very important yisod, especially before Pesach. Yitzhar brings such pressure. But every little thing, the week before Pesach, or even on Pesach, the Leil HaSeder, if something doesn't go as perfect as we planned, we get angry. It's the opposite. Rabbi Goldberg spoke about it all about last week. We have to have this Kedushas Levi outlook of understanding, was trying to look for the good. If we have that in mind, then the whole Seder, the whole Pesach will be a different Seder. So you look at the Kedushas Levi in front of you. Kedushas Levi writes in Parshas Bo, this is probably one of the most famous Kedushas Levis. He says that Pesach is called two names, Chag HaMatzos, and it's called Chag HaPesach. And he writes it in a beautiful, beautiful thing. He says, the Gemara in Brachas tells us, if you look on the top left, the Gemara in Brachas tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, and we wear tefillin. Right? What's written in our tefillin? Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekinu Hashem Echad. And what's written in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillin? Mika Amcha Yisrael. He says the whole idea of Chag HaPesach and Chag HaMatzos is this relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. It's Ani L'do D'V'do D'Li. Right? The whole avod of Seder night is to get to that place of Ani L'do D'V'do D'Li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for the good in us in his tefillin. He says, how great is the Jewish people? And what's written in our tefillin? We look for the good in him. And that's what he says, Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaPesach. Chag HaMatzos. Who is getting praised? Hashem's praising us. Hashem said it was time to go. We didn't wait for the matzah to rise. We didn't wait for the bread to rise. We went. Chag HaPesach. Who is that praising? It's praising Hashem. Right? Chag HaPesach is praising Hashem that he passed over the homes of the Jewish people. So I think that's where we have to start off. We start off with this message of trying to find the good in everything, especially in our lives and in Pesach and all the preparations. And if something doesn't go our way, you find a little pretzel. You do your best to get rid of all the pretzels in your house. But if you find a little chametz in your house, it's not going to be the end of the world. You know, don't start causing a whole fuss or ruin your Seder because you couldn't say all your 30,000 divrei Torah. The goal tonight is to try to bring the love and emunah to the kids, to the grandkids, and to give off emunah. And you can look at the idea on your own time. But here we go. Let's start with the Haggadah. So Kaddish. Here we go, Kaddish. So if you go to page 3, I gave you we're going to be quoting a lot from this Haggadah. This Haggadah was, I don't know where I got it, but I've gotten a lot of gems this year, Baruch Hashem, from it. It's called the Haggadah Shel Pesach from the Yenei Shel Torah. It's a Likud Sefer from Harav Binyamin Adler. I'm not sure who that is, but I very much appreciate all his hard work. So he writes on Kaddish. He really writes it by the Arba Banim, but we're going to use it over here. He says, what is it that the night, everything is four. Four cups, four sons, four questions, four Lashonos of Geula. He says, what's going on over here? So the Vilna Gaon and Rav Shlomo Zalman actually both say the same idea. We're not going to be quoting so much for inside just because there's a lot to say. So if you want to look at it as inside as we go, you're more than welcome to. You're more than welcome to also to follow on the English. The English is really like the cheat sheet, and the Hebrew is the whatever I have. I don't have everything on the Hebrew, but we'll see. Here we go. So the Gemara in Bracha says the Vilna Gaon. It tells us on Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis that there are four people that have to say Gomel. There are four people that have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who gets through a life-threatening illness. Someone who gets out of jail, Beis Asurim. Someone who travels the Midbar or desert or voyage. Someone who travels and someone who goes through the desert. Says the Vilna Gaon and says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, the same idea. He says, what's the whole essence of this 4444? Because the whole essence of Seder night, we are all thanking the Rabbono Shem. We went through all the machlas of leaving Egypt. The jail, right? No one ever left. No one ever escaped Mitzrayim. We always think that there was some Mitzrayim. There was barbed wires. It wasn't like the Holocaust. It wasn't Naziville. This wasn't Auschwitz. There was no barbed wires there. But no one even thought to be able to get out because Mitzrayim was a mentality. They're traveling the desert. That's everything to do with leaving Egypt. So why is everything 444? Says Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Gra, because it really goes back to the four things that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for helping us. The illnesses of Mitzrayim spiritually, physically, the jail of Mitzrayim, the whole travel, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then the desert. So the Vilna Gaon and Rav Shlomo Zalman really say the same idea. So I really put 3, 4, and 5really go all together. Now we're going to Halach Ma'anya. Halach Ma'anya is really the beginning of Magen. We're going to be on Halach Ma'anya for a little bit, so if you're a Halach Ma'anya fan, great. If one Halach Ma'anya is like time to like move, get started a little bit, you could just do it, I guess, the Shema. So the Rav Soloveitchik has a beautiful idea on Halach Ma'anya. And this is really brought down by a lot of Mefarshim. He says that if you look at the words, Halach Ma'anya, Diachlua, Avasana, Ba'ar, Dimitraim, right, we invite all these guests to come. I don't know about you guys. If I said Halach Ma'anya and a guest actually came to my door, I don't know if I would open the door. So why are we only inviting the guests right now? I'm sure you hear it like this every year. So Rav Soloveitchik has such a beautiful idea. He says that there's certain mitzvos that show our cheiros. Right, the whole night, the whole avoda of the night is to show our cheiros. The yain is to show our cheiros. The matzah is to show our cheiros. Which is a little more of a brisker Torah, right? The matzah, how could it be both? It shows lechem only, but it also has cheres. There's shtei dinim, if you want us to get a little brisk over here. But the Rav says the whole night is to show cheres. You want to know how you show cheres? When you invite guests, you show some. It shows that you're the Baal Bayis. It shows that you're the Baal Bas. You're not just right? If you go to someone's home for Shabbos, you can't just bring whoever you want. But if it's your home, you can invite whoever you want. So the fact is that we're inviting everyone. We're starting off the Seder by telling ourselves that we're declaring our cheiros. How does that apply to from the two cups and the two cups that the first two cups are right? What's the Gemara Pesachim over there in the 10th parak, the whole machlokas of the two cups are before the two cups after? Which ones are the main cups? We do all four. Very good. There's a famous Ran on that. The Ran says an incredible vort. The Ran says, right, the Gemara says that we're not sure about which ones are the main ones, so you do all four. So the Ran says, Safik Darbanon Lakula. Right, usually when you have a rabbinic Safik, you always go, you're Makel, you do the more lenient side. So the Ran says, well, why are we going to Lakhumra here? Right, we know Dalar Kosos is Doraisa. So one of the answers he says, which is really cool, he said, if we go Lakula, then we have no mitzvah left. Right, if you be makil here, you would be lenient here. You just choose nothing. There would be no dalar kosos left, and then no one would be able to go through the mitzvah. He gives another answer. I forgot the answer, but it's not for now. But says the Rav, we're gonna be doing a lot of that today. So I hope I'm not getting too much tafas mirvelo tafas. Stay simple here. Okay, says the Rav. You want to know why we invite guests? We're not actually inviting guests. We're declaring our cheiros. And Rabbi Zwide, Rosh Hashiva in Miami Beach, Yeshiva Beis Moshe Chaim, he says a similar answer. He says, you want to know why we're inviting people now? He says that when you go to a shul dinner, you go to a school dinner, whatever, and you're the guest honoree, right? You said no a million times, obviously, because we don't want kavod, right? Chas v'shalom. But at the end of the day, they asked you enough times, and they said, "Oh, if you say no, then no one's gonna." They always have good excuses. They try to wiggle you away into be able to accepting the honorary, hopefully. So at the end of the day, they give you like 50 tickets, 30 tickets. You invite your family. You don't have to pay for them because you're the honoree. He says each one of us are the honoree on Pesach night. Each one of us are getting your own 30 gifts. 30 tickets. When you're inviting people, it's another way, derech eres. It's very similar to the Rav. You're showing that it's derech eres. Another answer, another idea from brought down from the Chidah. The Chidah is on page 4. Chidah on the bottom. Chidah wrote the sefer called Simcha Saregel. So we say, Kol dichven yesei v'yechol l'shana haba b'bar d'Yisrael. Anyone who wants to come in, come eat. And next year, we should be zochet to be near to Yisrael. So the Chidah, the Simchas HaRegel, I think my Rebbe, Moshe Tzvi, I didn't know who the Simchas HaRegel was until he told me last night. He said, what is the two have to go, what is the beginning of Halach Ma'ani have to do at the end? We're inviting all the poor people to come, and next year we should be in Yerushalayim. Seems like, okay, like out of left field, what's going on here? So he says, an incredible idea, he says, if you do Kol Dichven Yesev Yechol, if you live your life, not only Pesach night, but the whole year, Kol Dichven Yesev Yechol, you're always looking to help other people. Was looking to be able to bring people into your home, then you'll be zocha l'shan haba b'ard Yisrael. As the pasuk says in Yeshaya, he quotes it right here: Tzion b'mishpat tipada. How are you going to have Tzion b'mishpat tipada? How are you going to be redeemed? V'shaveha b'tztaka. Tztaka through righteousness. It's through your tztaka. Tztaka is not only with your money. Tztaka could be with your words. Tztaka could be with your smile. And that's actually the whole idea of the whole Pesach night. Is we ourselves are trying to be. It's a tremendous night of rachmanas. I quoted you on the idea of Chaf Gimel right before that. It says, Kol Ditzrach Yetzei V'Yechol. So he says, the Rosh Hashanah of Bells, he says an incredible idea. He says that Pesach doesn't only mean Passover. Pesach, Rashi says, is a lashon of Chamal. Chamalti. I have mercy. He says, what does this mean? Kol Ditzrach Yetzei V'Yivsach? It means anyone who comes on Pesach night, Cheshbach says V'Yivsach. You show up, Cheshbach says, I'm going to be merciful. It's a tremendous night of tefillah. Right? It's a tremendous night of kedusha, a tremendous night of tefillah. But says the Simchas Regel, you want to be zochet to l'shana haba? First you have to be kol dichven yesev yechol, and then please God, you'll be zochet to l'shana haba. L'shana haba. Yes?
Korban Pesach.
Yeah.
Has to be spoken for by all the people who are invited to participate.
Very good.
That has to be done way before.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just show up. So obviously we're not just talking about. Obviously, there's something deeper there, right? You can't just invite someone to your home if they're not on the Korban Pesach list, right? You had to be. Beautiful idea.
A poor person to show up. How could you tell them no?
Right. Exactly. Sorry, you didn't sign up for me a month ago, right? Right. It's all about living with the balance of Ben Adam Lamakom and Ben Adam Lachavero. My wife tells me all the time, if you're Ben Adam Lamakom. Doesn't stem with your Ben Adam Machavero, and your Ben Adam Lamakal means nothing. She's very direct with that. Yeah, what's the shyness? Yeah.
So one is as the Atzva says here.
Yeah.
One of them is that if you're hungry, come and eat.
Yeah.
The other one says if you're needy, come celebrate Pesach. So what's the pshat?
Yeah.
Because if you're hungry, anybody could be hungry.
Oh.
Rich, poor, anything.
You don't have to have the Korban Pesach. You could have the soup.
Right. Yeah.
But sorry, you could only have the fish and soup. For the chicken, not the roasted, because chas v'shalom can't have roasted, but just go in the kitchen for a second.
Well, this, if somebody is needy, that means he didn't get involved in the kabbalah, he didn't get involved in anything.
Oh, he just showed up. He showed up a little late. Yeah. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, yeah.
That's why there are those that say that this keta, this piece, was written during the Golas time, where there was none. There was no Korban Pesach.
Is it written in Aramaic?
Right.
Oh, so Dafka, there was no Korban Pesach.
That's correct.
Oh, very good, Rabbi Ben. Beautiful. Excellent. That's why it's written in Aramaic, to show you that there was no Korban Pesach. Excellent. All right, moving on now. We are up to our page 2. If you're looking on your cheat sheet, we did the Sar Shalom. Was at the Chassid. He said that anyone who comes on to Pesach night, the special night to daven, called Ditzach Yesech v'Yivsach, Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka, will bring tremendous rachamim. All right, 7. Manish Tana. So I don't know who says this word. Maybe someone here could tell me. So. Besides all the kids getting up and saying it in 10,000 different languages, once you get past this kid going first and that kid going second, you get my how it goes in one of my starim. The starim saying an amazing idea. It says, "Manishtana halayla zemikol halelos." Laila says that he. I don't know who says this. He says that why is this night different than all other nights? So he says, Laila is a lashon of darkness, right? We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is it that this galus is different than all other galuses, right? 70 years between the first and second Beis Hamikdash, between the second and third, much bigger. Shbichol alaylos ano ochel chametz matzah halayla zeh kulo matzah. So I'm not sure how this fits in lamaisa, but at the end of the day, he was saying, how does it fit in? Tell me, how does it finish?
Because matzah is a lashon of riv.
Oh.
Dissension, infighting.
Oh.
Why is this gullus longer?
Because you're fighting. There it is. Because you haven't been on the Lachaverish, is in Lamaisa. That's where it stems from. I saw a great story last night. Thank you, Ren. I only got halfway. You brought it home. I hit the double. You hit the single into left field. One thing I just want to say the story. Reb Shlomer Feifeld said a great story. He said there was a chassan who came to him after a few months being married. And he asked him a question about how to treat something to do with his wife. So he told the student the answer, and then he told the guy after. It's unbelievable. No one ever goes to the rabbi to ask him a ben adam lechaveru shaila, right? Think of the shailas you ask your rabbanim. 99.9% it's ben adam l'makom. This Pesach need a shaila, kosher Pesach shaila. When's the last time we went to our rav and asked him? I don't know. My wife. I might have said something wrong to her. How do I get out of that? And if we do that, we're pretty embarrassed. We're most probably not going to go to the Rav. So it just shows us the Manashah Laila Zed, something that we want to get out of this Laila. Staff, we have to make sure to be able to come together. Ask the Ben Adam Lechaveru questions.
Question is about first Pesach.
Yeah. 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 What are you saying? Good. Good.
So the question is, where does one begin? With our current customs are go back, or begin with the actual beginning?
Very good question. I guess, in my humble opinion, I'm sure it's a balance of both. I would say, maybe a balance of both. Yeah.
I have a vague recollection of in my way back you.
Yeah.
Somebody saying that they celebrated the first Pesach in Israel, Al Kanfei Nishorim.
That was the first Seder.
That's good, yes.
Yeah, beautiful. Is that the first Seder was Davka in Eretz Yisrael? Mm-hmm. I also heard a pshat once that it was actually also the day before they left, or they left before Egypt. They did the Seder then also.
Just to respond to what he said,
yeah.
That there's a major difference between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doros.
Yeah.
So, you know, what we're learning about in the Chumash is Pesach Mitzrayim.
Right, we're learning about Pesach Mitzrayim.
We
ourselves
are
doing
about Pesach Doros.
Pesach Doros, oh, excellent. Now we're getting very brisk. We're talking about two different things.
40 years in the
Brisker Chassidim over here.
Didn't
what?
40 years in the Midbar.
I'm not holding all the historical facts. There are a lot of other Rabbanim you could go to. I know the Vortlach. Come to me for the Vortlach. You're asking me good questions. I don't know. Rashi, I plead the fifth. Rashi says, I don't know. I could say Elsa, I don't know. Moving on to idea number 8. Avadim Hayinu. So I didn't give it to you this in the Haggadah. We're going to be on the sheet here for a little bit. So Avadim Hayinu, there's a great vort brought down by Rav Shlomo Kluger. He says, Avadim Hayinu, the power of Mitzrayim. We were servants to Paro in Egypt. Why couldn't Hashem just let Paro take us out? Why couldn't he just let us? Why do you have to do this whole thing, hardening your heart, this and that? So Rav Shlomo Kluger says an amazing thing. He says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't, if he just let Paro let us out, the whole thousands of years, we would think that who let us out of Egypt? Paro! We wouldn't recognize the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We wouldn't realize that it was actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. And if you actually look at the beginning of Parshas B'Shalach, what does the opening pasuk say? It says, Vayehi B'Shalach Paro Es Ha'am. Vayehi is a Lashon Sar. Says the Medrash, what's the Lashon Sar? They're leaving. They left Egypt. Says the Medrash, you want to know why it's Vayehi? Because they thought it was B'Shalach Paro Es Ha'am. They thought it was Paro who let them out. Even after Makos, all the Makos, Choshech, Arba, Makos Bechoros, and they said Paro said you could go. The Jews actually thought, we still thought that it was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We thought it was Paro. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger, you want to know why? Because Baruch Hu wanted to make sure that we give gratitude where gratitude where it's supposed to be, not to Paro Chas V'Shalom. And that was the whole idea. Dafka why Chas Baruch Hu had a heart in his heart. My Rebbe Rav Weinberg always says, when a vort comes to your head when you're talking to someone, you're giving a shir, you should say it. So just an idea on Avakar Zatov, we're going to be saying this line a lot in Halal over the next few weeks, Amir Hashem. So we say a line, Hodu Hashem ki tov ki olam chasto. Thank you Hashem for the good, and his kindness should endure forever. So the Chuz of Oblin says an incredible vort. He says they actually go together. It's really one thing. Hodu Hashem ki tov. The more you give thanks to Hashem for the good in your life, then ki olam chasto. Then his kindness will endure forever. But first you have to think. You do your part. You do your part to think. Then a Kadosh Baruch Hu will say, hey, I'm gonna shower you with very special bracha. And that's why if you ever look at the word for admit in Hebrew is modeh. Modeh is to admit. It's a lashon hoda, Rav Huttner says. When you thank someone, you're admitting to them that they couldn't do it without you. So when you're thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole essence of the whole night, or you're being modeh to someone for doing something a favor for you, when you're truly thanking someone, you're admitting to them that you couldn't do it without their help.
If you look in the lashon, it's a
yeah.
It doesn't say you'd be slaves.
Oh.
It just says the word Mishabadim.
Mishabadim.
That's what you were saying.
Mishabadim.
You always think that Paro.
You think it would be Paro. Good. Beautiful, beautiful Raya.
Mishabadim there means to be indebted. You would be indebted.
Right, because we would think that he's the one
who.
Right.
We would say that Paro is the one. We think that Paro is the one who did it, who let us out. So now I'm thinking, I'm reminded of an idea of that I saw in one of the Svarim. I think it was the Bichol Michal of Zlachev. So we say in this over here, Bichol Mar B'Lesaper B'Sees V'Sam Harez Meshubach. Anyone who increases talking about the story is Meshubach. So he says, is it Bichol Michal of Zlachev? I think it is. I think he says an incredible idea. He says, what does this mean, Bichol Mar B'Lesaper? No, it's not Bichol Michal. It's the base Aaron of Karlin. The Baal Koch Sof. Anyone here sing Koch Sof Shabbos night? Rabbi Shaka definitely sings Koch Sof Shabbos night. You sing Koch Sof? 100%.
What?
You sing Koch Sof on Shabbos night? You sing Koch Sof on Lel Shabbos? 100% you do. Or now, Bez Hashem, you will begin, because it's a beautiful tefillah. Says the Beis Aaron. He says, what is this lashon of Lesaper? You have to say over? It could have just said Ladaber or Lemor. What's Lesaper? So Lesaper means, it's a lashon of sipor, it's a lashon of behiras, to shine, of clear clarity, right? Misaprim is a lashon of behiras. Says the Beis Aaron, "Chol amar b'lisaper." When more you say it over, the more it will become clear to you, and then you have more clarity in your life. You talk about the details, it actually bring tremendous clarity to your life. Moving on now, because we're getting a little off the page, and I promise to stay on the page, or two pages here. So you have the ma'aser Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. Right? They all went to Bnei Brak. Which is very interesting, because Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Kiva was the youngest out of all the Tanaim. Rabbi Yonah points us out. Rabbi Sachs also points us out. He was the youngest out of all of them. And they were saying the whole story all the whole night, until the students came to them and said, "Higi azman kriyashal shal shachris." I hope I didn't embarrass Rabbi Shaket. I wasn't saying anything chas v'shom. I was just saying that Kalach serves a special tefillah. Okay, someone please remind me to text him after. So, what's going on over here? I don't know. This is a very, very interesting thing. So everyone knows this famous vort, but I saw it really, really beautiful from the Satmar Rebbe. So the students came to tell them it was time to say Krishma. The Tanaim didn't know. They were Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon. They were great. They were the great Tanaim. So he says an amazing thing. He says that what is Krishma? Krishma is Kavas Omachu Shemayim. It's accepting God's yoke in your life. It says the whole night. They were involved in Kriya Shema. Their being Harizim, their Sipur Yisraim was Kriya Shema. So when it actually came time for Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, they didn't know the difference. Because they were involved in Kriya Shema the entire night. The Talmidim, they were on a lower level. At the end of the day, they were the ones who said, you know what, we have to tell our Rebbeim that, you know, they might be in such a high level, but now it's time to be able to bring it down. It's time to say Kriya Shema Shal Shachris. Like Rav Huttner once said, Rav Huttner said a great thing. He said, if people knew what saying Kriya Shema meant after Zman, he said, of course you would say Kriya Shema b'Zman. He said, you know what, you say Kriya Shema after the time, you know what it's like? Listen to this Lashon. He said, it's like shaking a lulav on Chanukah. You said, read the Lashon of Hunter. It's like shaking a lulav on Chanukah. Nothing to do with, we're talking about Kriya Shema. So at the end of the day, how don't the Rebbeim know? Because they were so involved in Kabbalah Mechus Shema the entire night. And there was no difference between them day or night. Everything was kulo or, everything was kulo clear, everything was so holy for them. So they didn't know. The Tamim, they are on a lower level. So at the end of the day, they didn't know. Rabbi Sachs has a beautiful idea. I'm sure a lot of other ones say this also. Why did they go to Rabbi Akiva? Because we know at the end of the Gemara, Marcus tells us all the Tanaim passed by the Beis HaMikdash and the foxes were running through and they were all crying and Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Right? Everyone knows the story. Rabbi Akiva said, why are you laughing? Why are you crying? Rabbi Akiva said, oh, because I saw one prophecy is fulfilled. Now I know there's going to be another prophecy fulfilled as well. And that's the whole outlook of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the essence of full emunah, even in dark times, of being strong and being hopeful, which is actually connects to the Medrash I actually gave you on. We're out right now on 9b, Rabbi Akiva's classroom. I'm sure, I think we spoke about this before, maybe last year or this year. The Medrash, this is very famous on Chai Sarah. You'll see why in a second. Medrash tells us that Rabbi Akiva's students were falling asleep once. And how did he wake them up? He woke them up and told them the following thing. He didn't throw his pen. I mean, nowadays that you do that, you probably get fired. But we all remember different things. Maybe you guys could tell me other stories, but not for now. And
chalk erasers.
Yeah, we don't have to go into the whole thing. Belts. So Rabbi Akiva, what did he tell them? He gave them a vort. He gave them an idea. He said, How did Esther Malko know that she was going to rule over 127 provinces? Because she saw she was a great-great-granddaughter of Sarah Yimeinu, who lived 127 years. And Medrash says, and when Rabbi Akiva said this message, they all popped their heads up. I don't know if I should try this nowadays, but you never know. Right? They were sleeping. He told them this message about Esther. Right, Esther, the second night of Pesach is a whole Suda's Esther. The Hasidim do a very special thing in honor of, I forgot the name of it, but they call it Suda's Esther, the second day of Pesach. That's when she went in to make the Suda's by Achashverosh. So Rabbi Akiva, he lived in a time of tremendous choshech, but he was telling his students, and this is brought down by a different Sram, the Chiddush Rim has a very nice idea. The Sram said, what was Rabbi Akiva telling? He was telling his students, guys, I know it might look very dark out there, but Esther also had a dark time in her life. And Sarah also had a dark time in her life. But it was kula and shava and letova. Everything was or. We have to pull through. And it could be that, you know, there's a lot of choshech over the year. It could be a lot of choshech right now. What does it mean they were falling asleep? They were tired? It doesn't mean they were tired. I mean they were spiritually falling asleep. So he was giving them a lesson in emunah. He was giving them a lesson in time. The Chiddush Rim says that he was giving them a lesson in using their time wisely, but it's not for now. Let's just move on just for time's sake over here. So in the Maral Zagada, he's a very beautiful idea also on Rabbi Akiva. He says that we know the famous Gemara that Rabbi Akiva is being dragged out to his death in Gemara and Samach Aleph Amud Beis. I apologize again. I didn't have time to photocop everything. So right, the students say Rabbi Akiva was so he waited. Rabbi Akiva said he was waiting his entire life for it to be able to do this mitzvah. B'chol Navshecha. Right, that was the Maharal says. Rabbi Akiva is one of this outlook of tremendous emunah, tremendous bitachon. Let's move on from Rabbi Akiva, but we'll still have him in mind in the back of our minds over here. So finally, we get up to the four sons. I actually went a little out of order. I apologize. Go to number 14, the four sons. Okay, so Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, we all know he was the great Rosh Hashiva in Gush, dad a few years ago. So Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says a beautiful idea. He says, why does it say Echad after Echad Chacham, Echad Rosh, Echad Tam, Echad Sheino Yodei Lishol? He says, as a father, you have to realize, or as a grandfather, or as any teacher, whatever, you have to view each one of your children has different needs, right? Each one of your children could be one's a chacham, one's a rasha, one's a tam, one's a nedeh she'en elishol. But you have to know how to reach every single one of them. You have to know and how to be mechanech each and every single one of them. Rav Hirsch says the reason why Esav went off the derech is because only Rav Hirsch could say this. You can look in his writings on Parshas Toldos. The reason why Esav went off the derech is because Yitzchak and Rivka brought up Yaakov and Esav in the same way. There's a whole lesson in Imre Bach, my Rabbi Simon. He writes this from Rav Hirsch that the whole essence of Esav going off is, obviously not that Chas Shom say anything bad about Yitzchak and Rivka, but it was more of a lesson of Chanoch Lenar Pidako, that sometimes different kids need different stories. So I'll tell you a story now. Number 15. Going a little out of order, I apologize.
The Goyim say everybody's born equal, but that's not true.
Right, exactly. We're not all equal. This isn't Korach V'Chol Adasso, that everyone is, what's a utopian society. right, just to borrow from what's that book I learned in high school that immediately made us read about the utopia society? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Forgot the name.
Sounds like
I don't know. It's one of those books that I read, and I read the Cliff Notes. Now they don't have Cliff Notes anymore. Okay, so the Bnei Sascher, Reader has a great idea, had a great story about the Bnei Sascher. The Bnei Sascher, the Tzvi HaMelech of Dinov, used to go around on Pesach night, and he would listen into the different homes, hearing the different Siddurim going on. Very holy thing. Maybe that's when he would start his Seder after, I don't know. So what happened was, he gets to one home, and what happened was, he got to the home, and they were up to the four Banim. And what happened was, the Baal Haggadah, the person who was leading the Haggadah, was going, Echad Chacham. Echad Rasha, Echad Tam, Echad Shein Yodeh Lashon. So he knocks on the door and he wanted to know what's going on over here, what's going on in this guy's house. It's not. I'm sure he said, I'm not Eliyahu Navi, I'm just Bnei Sascher, which is probably very close to Eliyahu Navi. So he said, I heard once that Rabbi Kiva, his last words on his lips, right? I'm going back to Rabbi Kiva now, he said the last words on his lips was Echad, right? So when I say, I'm telling my children, Echad, I'm telling them, Live with the moon of Rabbi Kiva. Echad Rasha. Live with little Rasha. Live with the moon of Rabbi Kiva. That's why he was marach the echad in each one of them. Okay, moving on to, we're gonna skip 13. Actually, no, I gave you 13 in your sheet. So let's do it because I photocopied for you. Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful idea on page 6 on Parsha Shemos. I think we quoted this definitely last year, but this is number 13 in the notes if you're looking in your English. But in the Hebrew, it's on page 6. So we know that when Moshe was born, his mother had to put her in the basket, right? And Bas Parah was looking for all different for all these different maidservants to nurse Moshe, but none of them took. No, Moshe didn't take any of them. Why? Says the Tzivtzei Chachamim. Because he was going to speak to the Shekhinah one day, and at the end of the day, he was going to speak to the Shekhinah, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu, as a young child, as a young baby, did not take from any of the milk of the Egyptian women. Page 7, Rav Yaakov goes on, and he quotes the Ramah in Yoredeya. The Ramah, the Allah is in Yoredeya, Simon Pei Aleph, Siv Zayin, the right side, on the right side, Cholav Mitzvahs Kecholav Yisraelis. Says that the milk of the Egyptian women and the milk of a Jewish woman are all the same. But at the end of the day, but at the end of the day, it's not the best, and it might even mitam to the lev. It might even hurt the kids of the shama.
It's chalavakum.
What chalavakum? Very good. Says the Gra and quotes the Rashba. Who's the source for this? The source for this halacha in Yoredeya is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu didn't nurse from an Egyptian woman. So too, therefore, for the rest of the Jewish people, Chai Yisrael is going to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Says Rabbi Yaakov, the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu, keep on dropping my pen, wasn't going to nurse from the Egyptian women was because why? Because he was going to speak to the Shekhinah. But I don't know about you guys, but we're not Moshe Rabbeinu. He became mana lan shekain hadin etzik kol echav echav chiglo echad echad aslo damim Shekhinah. Are each one of us going to speak to the Shekhinah? And he writes such a powerful lesson, we have to see it inside. We learn from this. We learn a great lesson in education. A father has to give over to his children. You have to give him a fighting chance. Don't say, oh, at the end of the day, we're living in 2018, and you can just do whatever you want. No, you have to view him as if he's his own little Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's going to speak to Shekhinah on his level. You have to give him the upbringing, give him the education that he's going to have, B'kdusha B'tahara. That every one of our children are little Moshe's. They're little on their, in their potential, in their way. Right? It's an incredible, incredible insight on chinuch, which is really the whole essence of what we're trying to do the whole night. Right? The whole night we're trying to get the kids involved. We're trying to stay awake as long as possible. It's the whole thing with the stealing, the afikomen, and the Rambam says the candies and the nuts. Right? The whole essence is for them to get involved. It's not for you to say you're a little brisker toyer or for you to say a million vorts. It's for us to be able to get the kids involved. And for us to get the kids involved, you have to realize that each one of them, they have an shamma elok, they have an elokan shamma. They have a godly soul in them. That means they have a little of Moshe Rabbeinu, they have a little Kadosh Baruch Hu inside of them. And if we live it, we live with that message, that'll change our entire year and really change our entire Seder. Yes.
question was about Moshe Rabbeinu.
Yeah.
Which is not one of the stellar names of Hashem.
Oh, very good. Did you see number 12b? 12b, we're going to talk about the word Hamakom. Very good. So, here we go. One more little word that I didn't give you on the sheets. I saw this here from Rav Baruch of Mezhbersh. It said he was the grandson of the Baal Shem Tov. He says, Chachol Mahu Omer, Rasha Mahu Omer, Ta Mahu Omer. What's going on over here? What does the Chacham say? It seems like a little extraneous. What does the Rasha say? What does the Chacham say? It seems a little extra. So he says an amazing idea. He says, you want to know what a person's essence? Look at what they're talking about. Chacham, you want to know he's a Chacham? Mahu Omer. What's he talking about? Rasha, what's he talking about? Mahu Omer, what's he talking about? Tam, Mahu Omer, look what he's talking about. He doesn't use the Lashon of She'en Yodei Lishol, because at the end of the day, he's not able to speak. But he says, want to know a person's essence? Look at what they're talking about. Look at how they're talking. Right? Rav Hutner said, this is our third Torah from Rav Hutner. Rav Hutner said, the Pasuk says, Ish Lefi Mahalalo. The Pasuk says, a person is praised according to his level. He says, no, Ish Lefi Mahalalo. A person is judged on based on what you praise. Do you praise LeBron James because he's able to have 17 assists and 37 points? Or Dwight Howard because he has 30 and 30? Or are you praising Rabbi Goldberg? Are you praising, a different Rav? Are you praising a teacher, a doctor, someone who you know who worked on the circle on Shabbos, who did everything they could to make sure that your kid is okay? Who are you talking about? How are you talking? Chacham Ahu Omer, says Rabbi Baruch HaMezhbersh. Look what he talks about. Ish Lefi Mahalo. I thought that was a beautiful idea. Okay, so we did. We covered 13, we covered 14, we covered 15. Now let's get to the Tchila Avodah Zarah. The Tchila Avodah Zarah is right before the Hisha Amda. The Tchila of the Avodah Zarah. So it's a great story. I gave it to you a little shorthand. There's a great story of Esau of Chorkov. He was the son of the original Rebbe. And they say the same story about for our Rosh Hashiva, Rabbeinu Yisrael Chaim Inspector. What happened was, is that there was someone who was more worldly, who came over to Rabbi Yitzhak Chanan or into the Shork of a Rav, and he said, Rabbi, you're so old-fashioned. You kind of go with the new times. Come with the new times. Just imagine what the new times were in the 1800s. You say that in 2018, you be careful, right? So their both answer back was an amazing thing. He said, I'm going with the old times? You're going with the old times. He said, yeah, what are you talking about? He says, it says, mitchila of the Avodah Zarah. We began serving Avodah Zarah. And then what happened? The Achshav Kevano Amakom Lavodoso. And then I'm going with the new times. You know what the new times is? The new times is the Achshav Karav Amakom Lavodoso. I'm serving the Rabbono Shom. Mitchilo, what's the old times? Right? You're so old-fashioned. Right? You're so old-fashioned. You're old-fashioned in your davening. You're old-fashioned. Old-fashioned is beautiful. Old-fashioned is holy. And he says over here, old-fashioned, he was being like a shtuch. Old-fashioned means Avodah Zarah. You're going to do whatever you're doing whatever you want. You're letting society affect you. You're old-fashioned. Because mitchilo of the Avodah Zarah. But now we're kervan al-malkan al-avodaso. I thought that was a beautiful, that was a nice little shtuch to that guy over there. And if it's all in the Chassidus Shevelt and the Lifa Shevelt. Beautiful, beautiful idea. So we get to V'yish Amda. V'yish Amda lavasinu v'lano shlo'echa milvar amara l'aril l'chalasinu. Everyone always says V'yish Amda, right? That tune. Great tune, but we always try to sing the Shweki Yonatan Razel tune after. So he says, the Sfas Emes has a great idea. Sfas Emes says, when are they able to be able to hurt us? V'yish Amda lavasinu v'lano is when we're shlo echad. And you're not echad. When you're not together, then milvar amara l'aril l'chalasinu. Then they're going to be able to get you. Not together, you're looking down at Jews who come late to davening, looking down at Jews because they wear a certain color kippah, a certain color pants, which is boggles my mind that people have this philosophy. And because you wear a certain color kippah, that means you're a certain type of Jew. That's lo echad. You want to know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves us? When we're echad, when we're together, when we're one, when we're united front, then our enemies can't touch us.
That's why the Golas is so long.
That goes well with the Ma'anishtana Alayla Kulanu. Kulana Matzah, right? We're all fighting. So here we go. Let's go to 17. 17, I went a little out of order here, but by the Russia, back to the Russia. So the Russia, what's our response to the Russia? Going very out of order, I apologize. I did this right, not last minute, but I copy and paste a little bit, I apologize. So the Russia, we knock out his teeth. Hake Ashinov. I don't know about you guys, but if you ever have a child misbehave, and you punch his teeth out, the next thing he's going to do, he's going to do it again. Why is that our response? So that's obviously not the response. The Al-Shech says an amazing idea, 17a. The Al-Shech says, what do you mean, Hakeh Shinov? He means in the word Russia, knock out the word, the letter Shin. Hakeetz Shinov means to lock, knock out the letter Shin. What happens? You lock, you not, you subtract, right? Right, gematria of Russia is 570. If you knock out the Shin out of 570, 366, you get 204, which is what? Which is Tzadik. When you show the Russia, there's not a Russia. You might have messed up. You might have done bad things. Maybe in your entire life, everyone said that you're getting in trouble a lot. But at the end of the day, you're a good person. You're a good person who made bad choices. Don't view yourself as a Russia, as the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos. Don't look at yourself as a Russia. And Rabbi Shlomo says the same idea. He says, what do you mean to hake shinov? You should knock out the shin inside of him. He says, if you ever look at the letter shin, shin has three branches. Show him who he comes from. Show him his Avos. Show him who he comes from. He's from the Avos. He's from the Nimos. Show him his lineage. Show him his royalty. Right? There's a certain rabbi, he told me, oh, you can't quote Rabbi Shlomo nowadays with the thing stories coming out. I'm not getting into politics here. I'm going for the Torah. The Torah is mamish gorgeous. The amount of kiruv that Rabbi Shlomo did, the amount of love and avos Yisrael that he had. Okay, I'm not getting into all the stories. Forget the stories for 1 second. Just look at the good for 1 second. To show the people who they truly are, that is extra special. Okay, moving on. I'm trying to stay on the Haggadah. So let's go to number 18. So number 18, we're going to a lot of psukim over here. So we say, Chodesh Baruch Hu says, I took you out, right? Ani v'lo malach, ani v'lo saf, ani v'lo ashrech. So the Hagioni Halacha says, if you look at Hagioni Halacha, it's a beautiful sefer from Rav Mirsky, from Eretz Yisrael. So he says, if you look at the words, malach, sraf, and hashliach, they spell out the word Moshe. Chodesh Baruch Hu wants to say, it's not Moshe who took you out, I took you out. For those who say, by the way, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote the Haggadah, he put all the Haggadah together. I'm not sure who actually wrote the Haggadah. Ani v'lo malach, ani lo v'slaf, ani v'lo hashliach, Rashi tevas malach, suraf, hashliach, is Moshe. Chodesh Baruch Hu should know that Moshe was the shliach, right? V'amino b'Hashem v'Moshe avdo, he was Rodman, but he wasn't Batman. Or he was Pippin, but he wasn't Jordan, to say in our Lashonis, right? Randy, you have to know who is the Iker and who is the Tufel. Meimarim, the brand's favorite sefer on the Haggadah. So Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap on page 8. Now we're going back to the Hebrew sources. So he writes, what does this mean? Ani hu v'lo acher. It was me and wasn't anyone else. We know that Gemara tells us in Chagiga on Tezvavam and Aleph. But between Acher and the great story of Acher and Elisha ben Avuya. Right, the story of the great Abasko came down and said everyone could come to Tshuva except for Acher. What happened? Elisha ben Avuya went totally off. The mayor, his student, would always try to be a makar of him, but he went totally off. What does it mean, ani hu, velo acher, right? Acher, his whole essence was he couldn't understand why a Baskel would come down and single him out. They can never do tshuva. And he would say, at the end of the day, Chodesh Baruch Hu doesn't exist. So what does this mean? It's ani Hashem velo ka'acher. What does this mean? Sheta alachshav ki yesh chas v'sham shtei reshuyos. Don't think like acher in your life. When something bad happens to you, and when the door shut on you, and it looks like Chodesh Baruch Hu is throwing you out, Don't act like Acher. Ani Hashem. Chodesh Baruch Hu says, you have to realize that Chodesh Baruch Hu is running the show. Realize that Chodesh Baruch Hu is running everything. Moving on to number nine, number nine in the sheets, but number 20 in the 20 in the sources. Actually, we're up to 19. Now we're up to the Makos. So there's a great idea by the Stipler. I'm sure everyone here knows the great idea. We know by the frogs that Tzvardeya. We know that Chodesh Baruch Hu created one frog. Every single time they hit one of the frogs, they exploded. And they increased. So the big question is, if they knew that they were going to increase every time they hit them, then why did they keep on hitting them? So the Stipler has a very famous idea in Sefer, the Berachos Peretz. He says, when a person's angry, you don't think logically. I'm sure we could all attest to this. When we get angry, we say things, we do things which we don't mean. Says the Stipler, you want to know why they kept on hitting? Even though they saw that they were kept increasing, because at the end of the day, they weren't. When your person's angry, you're not thinking logically. Let's move on to this to Choshech. Chidush Sharim has a beautiful idea. Lo ro ish es achiv, lo kam ish mitachtav. I think we said this maybe last week. Is that you want to know what real Choshech is? Is when we're lo ro ish es achiv, lo kam ish mitachtav. The pasuk in Parshas Bo, it says, you want to know what Choshech is? Choshech is, I give it to you on page 9 in the Hebrew, it's when you don't get up for your friend, you don't look out for your friend. Right? There's different hints to Avos Yisrael in the whole Haggadah. You don't care for your friend, then at the end of the day, you're going to be, that's why Halayla is a kulo matzah. You want to know why the Gullus is so long? Because you don't know how to get along. The Maharal says that the 15 Dayenus, the first five are revenge against the Egyptians, the next five are the Gashmias gains for the Jews, and the third is the Ruchnias gains for the Jews as well. Very, very good. Why do you have to go through every detail to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We know the famous idea, I give you like the mashal. When you thank your wife, just thank you for dinner, it's very nice. When you thank your wife, thank you for picking up everything from kosher market or from Aroma, just to be politically correct, or Winn-Dixie, or any other Jewish establishment here in Boca, and you say thank you for cooking it, thank you for taking the time out, thank you for the potatoes, thank you for this. When you get more specific, the greater the Hakaras HaTov. That's why we go through everything so specifically in Dayenu. There's one Dayenu that always bothered me, and that's such a beautiful vort, which I think connects us to our Avos Yisrael message again. We say one of the Dayenus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to our Sinai and didn't give us the Torah Dayenu. Right, the famous idea. Someone told me it's from the Ksav Sofer as well. But Yisrael of Vorka was one who the Amshin of Chassidim come from. Yisrael of Vorka was one of a great Avos Yisrael. So he says that if we came to Har Sinai and we didn't get the Torah, wouldn't we get enough? Why? Because Har Sinai, we all got to eat ki ishachar b'levachar. We all reach a great level of Avos Yisrael. Even if we didn't get the Torah, just reaching that level of Avos Yisrael, that was good enough. And that's what it means. Dayenu, even if it would have been Dayenu just to be able to come to Har Sinai. So now, Lemaisa, everyone's probably getting very tired of your vortluch, and now let's just get to Rachza, Motzi Matzah. Here we go. So I'll tell you a story on Motzi Matzah. We have another obvious Yisrael to give a message here. So there's a story of the Vizhitzer Rebbe and the Skolen Rebbe right after the Holocaust. You guys know, I'm sure you know this story. I think we said it last year, but I could say it again. Story goes is that the Vizhitzer Rebbe, right, tell me if I'm wrong, I think it was the Vizhitzer Rebbe, he got his hands on some matzah. It was the first Pesach after the war, 1945. And he got his hands on some matzahs in the DDP camp, and he told everyone who comes, everyone gets one box. So what happened was, is that the Skolener Rebbe's son came to knock on the door. Is it the other way around? Am I flipping it around? I apologize if I'm flipping it around. Whatever, the message is important. And he comes to the visitor and he says, I'm so sorry, but my father's asking for two boxes. So I can't. What do you? Every family gets one box. So we just got out of the war. I don't know what to tell you. As my father said, don't come home unless you come home, unless you have two. She said, okay. I'm just letting you know. You can tell your father that he's taking a second one from someone else. But here's two boxes. Have a good Pesach. So Erev Pesach comes, and the Skolener gets another. He gets a knock at the door, and it's the visitor's son, the visitor's son, Skolener's son. And what happens? He says, here's a box of matzah back. He said, why? What's going on? Why are you giving me? I thought you needed two. He said, my father knew that you were going to give away your own box. My father knew you were going to give away your own box. So Yidavka took two to make sure that you would have one, that you would have also. I don't know what's greater. What's the greater one? What's the greater level that the Skolener was able to give away his own box, or that the visitor knew that the Skolener would do that? That the Avos Yisrael there is impeccable, remarkable.
Whether it's true or not, the fact that you have Jews like that's
unbelievable. That's the whole message of the whole Haggadah. The whole message is one of Avos Yisrael. My Rebbe's brother, actually one of my Rebbeim as well, David Weinberg, is a Rebbe in Oraita. I'm sure everyone hears of the yeshiva Oraita in the Old City. It's beautiful. A lot of Boca guys go to Oraita. It's an excellent yeshiva. I've been zochet to daven Hoshana Rabbah. Hoshana Rabbah davening there for the past few years.
While he's davening from there, so you can eat the suda, come back.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You were there? Oh my gosh, the Hoshana Rabbah davening in the yeshiva Oraita is so beautiful. Mom is standing on top, the highest point. I think Eshat Torah is the highest point, but we're like second below, overlooking the whole old city. So he says a great idea. He says, I mean, everyone says that really the Maror should come first. It shouldn't be Pesach Matzah Maror, it should really be Pesach Maror Matzah, right? The Maror came, the bitterness came before the Matzah. But he says, he says in it a very interesting thing. He says that the Zohar says the Matzah is called Lechem Demnusa, it's the bread of Emunah, it's the bread of faith. We didn't wait for it to rise. So if you Pesach the Matzah, you pass over Emunah in your life, then you're living a maror life. Mm-hmm. If you pass over the matzah, right? Matzah is the code word. It's a very Hasidish pshat. If you pass over the matzah, right? Pesach matzah, then you get mor. You know, you live a bitter life. You think you run the show? Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the show. Kadosh Baruch Hu runs everything. That's the story, actually, number 23 on the bottom over here. There's a great story of the Imre Emes said in the name of the Sfas Emes. The story goes that Chassid came to the Sfas Emes and he said, I'm having a very hard time with Parnassah. So he goes over to the Sfas Emes and says, if you say Ana Hashem with great Kavana, then you will have Hatzach and Parnasa. So he gets to Yahalo and he's saying Ana Hashem Hashina, Ana Hashem Mitzlichina with great, great, great Kavana. But next week after Yontif, Parnas is not picking up. He runs back to the Sfas Emes and he says, "No, you were wrong. And I said, Anah Hashem Hashina, Anah Hashem Hatzichin." You know what he said back? He says, "That wasn't the Anah Hashem I was talking about. I was talking about the Anah Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha." Right? In Ma'ashiv. In the paragraph of Ma'ashiv. Anah Hashem Ki Ani Avdecha. That Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be your servant. The Anah Hashem Hashina, Anah Hashem Hatzichin. Now, beautiful. Very nice. But that's not the Anah Hashem I was talking about. I was talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if you really want to be on his team in the good times and the hard times. Then Davka, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Davka will be able to bring you a tremendous Yeshua. Moving on, I think we skipped the idea about the Baruch HaMalkum, Baruch Hu. Well, you can look it on number 12 on your own time. Let's just make sure we finish over here, 24, 25, 26. 24, Visachar Dov of Bells, he said, on Echan Meyodeya. So he says, well, he's right, I know one, two, three, four, five, what's going on over here? So as we said before, when a person goes through the whole Suda, and you go through your Yayin, Nichnas Yayin Yatsa Sod, when you go through Yayin, Sod comes out, he said, we're trying to show Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're showing ourselves that everything we see, so when we see the number one, we're not thinking of Tracy McGrady. We see number two, we're not thinking of Derek Jeter. When we see number three, we don't think of Babe Ruth. I could go for longer now. Four is Brett Favre. Five is Joe DiMaggio. Six is Joe Torre. Seven is Mickey Mantle. Eight is Kobe Bryant. Nine is someone. Roger Maris. Ten is Chad Pennington. It's very, very pathetic. Chuck Knoblauch is 11, 12. Very pathetic. The whole avoda of Mitzrayim is to get out of that. No. One is the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Two is the Luchos. Three is the Avos. Four is the Imos. Five is the Chamishi Torah. Says that's all. That's our message should be. When we see numbers and we see everything in our life, we have to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu in everything. That's the avoda of the entire night.
Each one, as you go down, you end up with
Echad. With Echad. You end up with one. You end up with realizing the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Beautiful. That's what Yisachar Dov of Bells. Beautiful. But you realize everything is Kadosh Baruch Hu. So instead, Rav Salvezhik has a beautiful idea. Also, we say Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim. So he says, why do we say Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim? And two times a year we say Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim. We say Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim by the end of the Haggadah. You also say Lashana Abba at the end of Yom Kippur. So what do they have to do with each other? So he says, those two nights are most apparent that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. Yom Kippur, we can't do the Avodah. And Pesach, we can't have the Karban Pesach. So we dafka say Lashana Abba at the end of Yom Kippur, and Lashana Abba at the end of Pesach, because we might have a little yesh that, okay, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. No, Lashana Abba B'Yushalayim. Maybe we could say we're ending up the way we started off. Right? We start off in Halach Ma'anya. How do we start off in Halach Ma'anya? Lashana Abba B'Ard Yisrael. Right? We're telling ourselves the same way we started Magid, the same way we started the Seder, we want to end off. And then we're just going to end off with a beautiful idea from a Belabel Eger on Parshas Hagadol. Go to page 10 in your Hebrew packet. And you can also look on your English packet as well. So he writes that Shabbos has the Kedusha of all Kedushos. Shabbos is the Makor for everything, or as we say in the Chadori, Shabbos is the Makor of Bracha. So he says that Shabbos before Bris Milah, a person has a Shalom Zachar. And the Shabbos before the Erisin, a person has a Mishnah. He says that the Kedusha of Shabbos HaGadol is one of Kedushas HaBris, and it's a Shalom Zachar, and it's an engagement party. He says, what's the Bris? It's the Bris of Dam Pesach Dam Milah. Now we know that a lot of Hasidim have a Minog, maybe the Jews here have the Minog also, is that they say half of the Haggadah already on Shabbos HaGadol. Right? They already say half of the Haggadah. Right? So the Shabbos HaGadol, the Kedusha of Chag HaPesach, the Dam Pesach Dam Milah. We know the Torah tells us that the whole, why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? Because of the great nays that happened when we did the Karban Pesach. But his whole thing, if you go to the bottom, he says that Pesach is really the Erison. It's the engagement. It's the beginning of us coming one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why he says Parsha Sav usually falls out with Shabbos HaGadol, because it's the Parsha of the Miluim. Shu Haschavas Avodas Ol Amoid. It's the beginning of the Avod of the Ol Amoid. It's the Erison. It's the Shalom Zachar. That's what Shabbos HaGadol is. Shabbos HaGadol says Reb Leibola. It's the Shalom Zachar before the Bris Milah. But right, the Bris Milah happens on Pesach. It's the Shabbos before the engagement, right? Shabbos before the engagement. I remember before I got engaged, it's always very exciting, even though I was a little less excited because the Giants were playing in the Super Bowl. Second, I was more of a Jets fan, but hopefully we'll be Zocha to be one day. You could say the Jets and Super Bowl in the same sentence. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of good vortlach in the whole. We probably said barely anything. But we covered a lot. We covered a lot. We talked about the Ava that we have to feel with each other. Ava of that the Hashem Baruch feels with us, of Chag HaPesach, Chag HaMatzos, and that's why a lot of us have the custom to say Shiar Shirim, even after when the suit is over. The suit is not over. The Shiar Shirim shows that we're on the top of the world, we feel so close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, now all you want to do is talk about Shiar Shirim. As the Medrash says, that all the rest of the Shirim, all the rest of the books of Tanakh are Kodesh, but Shiar Shirim is Kodesh Kadashim. It's the Yichud Room. It's the one between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should bless us to be able to have a very relaxing next week. We do the avodas, we prepare, but everything, the ava, the shalom, when the Yitzhar wants to start us up with chametz and get crazy and get mad at our wives or our kids or this or that, we realize that everything comes from the bonus shalom. Like Rabbi Kiva says, you have to have emunah, you have to have faith, and hopefully try to increase the emunah and ava shalom that you have amongst each other. If we do this, we'll be zochet to have the Karim Pesach together as Hashem and Yerushalayim.
Why do we say Rosh Hashanah Habam?